More research is on the way. The latest from podnews.net with Magellan AI's Quarter 4 Benchmark Report. Edison Research is to release two new podcast listener studies this quarter. Hit Play, Boomer, podcasting's 55-plus opportunity, and the Gen Z Podcast Listening Report will focus on podcast habits, motivations and behaviours of those two groups. More podcasters are being hired by media companies, says the State of Podcasting 2022, published by Muckrack. More podcasters are using paid subscriptions, and 34% of podcasts are being monetized. Google Podcasts is reappearing on some Google search results. Its disappearance from search results earlier was as intended, according to a Google spokesperson we contacted 2 weeks ago. We've seen it in an incognito search, while a Canadian reader gets it while logged in too. Cradle, K-R-A-D-L, is a new podcast episode discovery tool worth discovering, and podcast website DiscoverPods has new management and new ownership. As of April last year, James Griffin catches us up with what he's been doing since in a blog post on their website. The India Audio Summit and Awards were held in Mumbai. Our friend Mae Thomas won Best Show Host in the music category for Made in India. If you've got a good interview, get PR out about it. One of the producers of UK chart topper The Newsagents posts that comments made in a recent interview made it as a front page story in The Herald, The National and The Scottish Daily Express, and was also carried in The Times, The Daily Record, The Scotsman and The Daily Mail. The BBC has removed its radio stations from Radio Player, the cross-industry radio and podcasts app that it helped fund. Listeners will now need to download BBC Sounds. Well, more than a year ago, the BBC removed some podcasts from Open RSS for an initial 30 days. It was described at the time as a trial. It's been going for over 12 months now, so we've asked the BBC for an update. The Sonic Bloom Awards have been announced. Only non-male persons can win, they say. And in the Earbuds Podcast Collective this week, five podcasts in honour of Black History Month, chosen by Marseille Cork. In People News, Nathan Gaithright, the founder of Podlink and a web designer and developer most recently at Spotify, has, quotes, time to figure out his next move, but is happy to talk. We link to his LinkedIn today. Also, Joel Callan, who was the lead writer and showrunner on Parcast's Serial Killer and Female Criminals. Jake Allegro, who most recently was Kevin Hart's producer for his podcast and channel for SiriusXM. And Rick Costi, who is a podcast producer and audio editor. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. Code for a podcast images resizer has been published by Nathan Gaithright. The code uses Cloudflare's image resizing tool. Albi has released details about its partnership with Blueberry. Cross-app comments is coming to the Podcast Index website if you'd like to help. How much does it cost to run the Podping message system? Well, the answer's a bit more complicated than you'd think it is. We link to an article by the person that runs it. New episode notifications are compared between Podverse, which uses Podping, and Apple Podcasts, which doesn't. Apple was 16 minutes later than Podverse. The Party Time Podcast Parser now correctly deals with SRT caption files using multiple MIME types. That Harley user agent you might have been seeing in your log files, it's from Amazon Music's desktop app, and it's been updated in Oporg's user agents version 2, and we have added links to Gpodder, Bullhorn, Momento, Listen Notes, Podchaser, Podknife and Podverse to our podcast pages using Nathan Gaithright's platform links. And in podcast news, tenfold more Wicked returns for season 7 with an over 200-year-old case. A man who witnessed the aftermath left behind by a notorious serial killer, but did that lead him to kill in virtually the same way 12 years later? It's from Exactly Right Media. In the latest Future of Podcasting, Dave Jackson reminds us that new features in podcast apps are brilliant, as long as they're also great podcast apps. Shoot the Messenger was new last week from Exile Content Studio and PRX. It's a new investigative podcast, and it's looking at Pegasus, which is software that's planted on people's phones to spy on them. And one of the people whose phones it was planted on, US-based Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Global Discussion was launched today, featuring discussions with creatives, leaders and thinkers. Episode 3 is already available, featuring Sam Sethi from the Pod News Weekly Review. Q with Tom Power, the popular CBC interview show, relaunches as a podcast-first show today. The show continues to feature acclaimed interviewer Tom Power, sitting down to chats with artists, writers, actors and musicians who define this cultural moment in time. And Deep Cover, Never Seen Again, returns for a new season today with Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Jake Halpern. It starts with the story of Brooke Henson, who disappeared from her home in South Carolina and is never seen again. But 7 years later, detectives receive a tip that Brooke Henson is a Columbia University student living in New York City. But when the police come knocking, Brooke Henson disappears again. This podcast is sponsored by Magellan AI. You can track the trends in spend, ad load, podcasts on YouTube, and more by downloading Magellan AI's Podcast Advertising Benchmark Report for Q4 22. It's on the website at magellan.ai, or you can go right there from the link at podnews.net/latest. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.